morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning. Happy Easter. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Blue sky here in Kennebunk. The sun is actually out. It's not raining. What a great Easter morning it is. I hope where you live the same. Hope you have a wonderful day. Enjoy your family. And if you're going to do a little bit of yard work, maybe planting a few pansies today. Pansies make a great Easter present. You know, it gives you that great color. Will tolerate the cold. And if you are giving some Easter plants for the holiday, if you've received some plants, you're not quite sure how to take care of them, if you go to my website, paulparent.com, and parents like mom and dad, P-A-R-E-N-T.com, the top of the page it says newsletter. If you click on newsletter, you can sign up to receive the newsletter every single Thursday, and while you're there, click onto it, and you can read about how to take care of all of your individual Easter plants, your flowering plants. And there's also some great ideas for cut flowers and how to take care if you got an arrangement for Easter. How do you take care of it? Well, we did a story for that also. So take a look at the newsletter. There's a lot of great information. Comes out every single Thursday. No charge to you. Filled with a lot of information to help try and keep you current on what's happening. Don, who's up first this hour?
Up first, we have Karen from Massachusetts, who has a question about bulbs.
Karen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and happy Easter to you.
Hi, Don. Oh, Paul, I was going to say, hey, Don, put me on. yeah, happy Easter to you, too. I'm raring to go. I'm waiting for my neighbor to come over with a tractor. I'm going to pull out this weed that turned into a tree because I've got a lot of I got a list here, okay? it's just some questions. You got a pen?
Yep.
And you can just say yes or no. Okay, my original question was I took my bulbs out and I planted them. Well, no, I took my bulbs up in the basement and I potted them in my house and they're all growing. When can I put them outside? And that goes with some herbs I have that, you know, I got a nursery. They're in the window. When can I put my herbs outdoors? What do I do? And now talking about house plants, what do I do with spider? The babies from the spider plants. Are they just ornamental? Do I cut them off? What do I do with those? And then I had a question about, I'm a little confused sometimes about what plants like acidity and what like alkaline. And like I have a Japanese ornamental, Japanese red irises, I guess bulb plants in general, a weeping pussy willow, and a smoke bush and an apple tree. And one other question, last year I dug up my calla lily and the bulb was the size of a softball. It was amazing. But it had a bunch of good-sized babies around it. What do I do with those? Those are potted right now. Haven't sprung yet. But sorry, did you keep up?
Well, that's okay. We'll get everything. Okay.
Okay.
On your calla lily, definitely get it potted right now. And any of you that have dormant bulbs that you dug last fall and you put in your basement, you should start to pot them now. I mean, the weather's cold outside. And you really can't put them in the ground because it's cold and it's wet. I mean, we are wetter than normal here in the Northeast. So if you can go to your local nursery, buy some good quality potting soil, you know, you can still use old pots that you had saved from last year and get them potted. and, you know, give them a good drink. Use a liquid fertilizer like Miracle-Gro on them to give them a shot. There's a company called Fertiloam. And Fertiloam, they have a great product. It's called Root and Bloom. And blooming and rooting. That's what it is. Blooming and rooting. And it's designed to help plants produce more flowers than normal. It's an incredible fertilizer. So if you want to try something that's really going to help your garden, blooming and rooting. And it's something that's, a powder that you mix with water. It's fantastic for everything. So anything that you're potting, bulbs, give them a good drink with that type of a fertilizer and water. Keep them warm. They'll start to sprout. And then if you can put them near a window, what you don't want to do is to pot these things, get them growing, and then put them where they actually have to stretch for the sunlight, because it's going to make them grow a longer than normal growth. It will be kind of flimsy and thin. So if you've got a sliding glass door, even though it faces north, put it right in front of the sliding glass door, right near a window, and keep it cool, as cool as possible. And if you get a nice day, if you get a day where it's going to be 60s, put these potted bulbs outside, these herbs that you started, put them outside for the day. You've got to bring them back in at night because it's going to dip. But, you know, put them outside out of the wind. If you've got a garage and you can leave the door open, put them in the garage. Open up the door, let the air come in, clean out and air out your garage. And that way, if it rains, they're undercover. If it's windy, they're sheltered, and they'll get acclimated to the temperatures where they'll eventually be going. And that way they won't stretch. Okay? So if you can do that, that will help a great deal. The little babies on your spider plant that are forming, you get these little, like a little umbilical cord that shoots out with a baby or two or three on the end, you can leave them like that. They're going to form a root system, and it makes the plant look pretty, gives it some additional texture and dimension. But you can pull off the babies and put them in a glass of water. You can put them right into soil, and they'll explode and grow like crazy very, very quickly. So you can do that with them. And if you're going to take all the babies off, then cut the stem and feed that plant. Get that blooming and rooting fertilizer. And the more you feed that spider plant, the more babies it's going to make for you. And it really is going to help. So anything that you're starting, if you started some seedlings, you know, little tomatoes, little peppers, and the temperatures outside are going to be 60 degrees or warmer, put them outside. Say, listen, this is where you're going to be going eventually. And once you get out there, it's going to be permanent. But don't plant them. Thursday, I live in Maine, okay? And Thursday, I was doing some painting at my Aunt Ruth's house. And I went to a box store. They were selling tomato plants. And Thursday, in Maine, we had some snow blowing around. You know, it wasn't heavy, it wasn't accumulating, but there was snow coming out of the sky. And this box store had tomato plants. Shame on you. Terrible. You should not do that. It's not time to plant tomatoes. They had basil. And it was 38 degrees out. And I just happened to walk in because I was going to get some paint. And I saw these people picking up tomato plants. And I told them to put them back. They gave me a strange look, but I told them to put them back. And then I told the woman at the cash register that she should not be selling them. She just said, hey, I just work here. Corporate told me to sell them. I'm selling them. I said, tell the people to keep them inside. It's too early. The only thing that you can plant in your garden right now, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, kale, lettuce, those plants can go in, okay? Onions, plants can go in. By seed, you can plant peas. You can plant spinach. You can plant lettuce. If it stays wet like this, I will tell you, and cool, the germination percentage is not going to be as good, because some of the seed are going to rot due to all the rain and the cooler temperatures. So this is a year you don't have to rush. If you really want to get out there, stick to the basics. Pansies, violas, Johnny Jump-Ups, no problem. They can take the cold air. They can go down to 30 degrees or even colder, and it doesn't hurt them. Your cold crops, if it gets down into the 20s, you know, it's not going to be good for them, but they will tolerate it. But things like broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, cabbage, kale, lettuce, as seedlings, they can go in. Peas, spinach, lettuce seed can go in if you're warmer. If you're in Presque Isle, Maine, whoa, hold on. Burlington, Vermont, hold back. But if you're in Springfield, Mass., if you're on Cape Cod, if you're in Rhode Island, go ahead, get started, but take your time.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma. Because of a very mild fall and winter, the moles have had a field day in your lawn and garden. It's time to take action. Bonide Mold Tox 2 will eliminate moles in your lawn and garden. All it takes is a teaspoon per tunnel and the damage stops. I use it and it works. In February and March, spray your fruit trees, roses, and ornamental with Bonide Oil and Lime Sulfur Spray. This product kills the disease spores and the insect eggs that are spending the winter on your plant, and they will not hatch in the spring. Oil and Lime Sulfur Sprays contain no chemicals and it works.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advance. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advance. Better science, better results. BayerAdvance.com. Always read and follow label directions.
The problem with traditional lawn weed killers? New weeds keep coming back, and you have to treat them again and again. It's frustrating and costly, but one simple application of Bayer Advanced Season-Long Weed Control for lawns kills current weeds and prevents new weeds for up to 6 months. Apply anytime, spring through fall, and spend more time enjoying your lawn and less time weeding it. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions. See product label for Kill and Prevent Weed List.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a fly free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem. Rock band Ravelin.
Back in thrones have their tools. Flexibility with the rules.
Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A, the is in victory, E-L-Y-N, Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. You know, I met a man last Sunday. I was at Mahoney's in Tewksbury doing a live broadcast from there, and he said to me, he said, Paul, the way that we describe spring this year, and this is true for Don, too. He lives in Minnesota, and his baseball team is the Twins. And he said to us, the way that I describe the arrival of spring is spring has developed like the Red Sox have developed. Very, very slow, but things will get better. So don't get discouraged. Just like we were worried about the Red Sox, they were 2 wins and 10 losses. Things are beginning to change. The Twins are beginning to change. And spring is getting better, okay? So think positive. Things will be a lot better for you. Don, who's up next?
Up next, we have Denise from Sanford, Maine, who has a question about a willow tree.
Denise, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Happy Easter.
Hi. Happy Easter.
My question this morning is about a willow tree. We planted about 5 years ago, and it's just taken off. It's beautiful. But we've noticed that the bark at the bottom is peeling, and it almost, I don't know if it's a disease that's common to a willow tree, and if there's something we can do to treat.
Is the bark actually coming off?
Yeah, it's actually coming off. Underneath, it looks healthy. I'm not sure what that is. Have you ever heard of that?
Okay. Is it, when you look at the bark, is it like potato chips peeling back, or is it cracking and then peeling?
Cracking and then peeling.
Okay. If it's cracking and peeling, it's because the tree is growing fast. Weeping willow, when they're young, if you look at the young branches, they're smooth, very, very shiny, and that beautiful golden yellow. And as you work from the tips of the branches down to the main trunk, when you probably planted it 3 years ago, 4 years ago, that trunk was nice and smooth and shiny, just like a birch tree is, but golden yellow. And as the tree matures, that bark gets kind of corky. And because it's growing so fast, it expands and it cracks, but that crack fills in with some bark. So as long as it's not peeling back, you know, just like a birch tree does, then don't worry about it. But weeping willow, they grow wicked, wicked fast. And you get all this rain that we've been receiving the last 3 or 4 weeks here. That tree is in heaven. And it should be showing signs of making the flowers. The weeping willow makes a flower that looks like a pussy willow, but it's that golden color. It's called a catkin. And that's the flower. And if you look at the tree, you get the golden yellow branches with the yellow catkins on the ends of it. And that's a great sign that spring is coming. But don't worry. If it's a little bit of a cracking and it's filling in, that's natural because it's growing so quickly. But if it was peeling, then I'd be concerned. But willows are tough. They're hardy plants, and you should be in great shape. So don't panic. Everything is okay. Dawn, who's next?
Up next, we have Mary from Massachusetts, who has a question about a boxwood.
Mary, what's happening with your boxwood?
This week I pulled out all the dead branches. It's a little low hedge. And I pulled out all the dead branches, and then I put on Bonide's, I think it's called liquid iron plus, and I put that on. And now I was wondering, can I feed it like with my Hollytone or whatever, or do I have
to
wait?
What you want to do, Mary, is now is the time to put Hollytone on there or any kind of a product that's for acid-loving plants, and that will motivate it. The iron that you put on that plant will turn the foliage a deeper green in color, and it will help to stimulate more growth. The other thing that you can do now is if you're trying to grow the boxwood into a hedge, you can do a little selective pruning to control the height to make it wider. Don't take hedge shears. Take some hand pruners and do some selective pruning, especially if they're young. So do your pruning now before the new growth comes, and that way when the new growth develops in the next 2 or 3 weeks, the plant will look beautiful and you won't have any cut foliage. But you're doing it perfect. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need My Pillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, My Pillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. My Pillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. My Pillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. My Pillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Well, good morning, and happy Easter to all. It's Sunday. It's beautiful here in southern Maine. I hope it's nice where you live. The sun is out. It's warming up. It's going to be a great Easter Sunday, and I hope you can all enjoy your family and friends and relatives on this wonderful day. Last year, I tried something different in my garden. I wanted to do a lot less weeding. I wanted to try and eliminate diseases, and I ran into a new company at one of the trade shows, and it's called Evo Organics. And it's a weed barrier. You know, we've all put down black plastic in our greenhouse. We've put down landscape fabric. Well, this is different. This is a landscape fabric with a built-in irrigation system for the vegetable garden, and you can also use it for flowers. It's incredible. So this morning I asked Rick Baker. He's the man who developed and came up with this idea. And you should have seen my garden. If you came to the garden tour to my home last year, you saw what my vegetable garden looked like. Tomatoes, 8 feet tall, green peppers, 4 feet plus, with peppers that were over a foot in length. Just incredible. So we wanted you to learn more about this Evo Organic landscape material with the built-in irrigation system. And I asked Rick to join us this morning. Rick, good morning.
How are you doing, Paul? It's nice to talk to you.
Terrific. Happy Easter to you and your family.
Thanks. The kids are up running around looking for Easter eggs already.
That's always fun at that time of the year. Can you tell Can you tell our listeners what EVO Organic fabric is?
Well, I, like a lot of organic farmers, when I developed my farm, I used black plastic, and I had one of those big mulch laying machines that you pull behind a tractor. And it was tough to use and kind of frustrating. It worked for long rows, but I realized that most of the time you just want to have a small garden. So what I did was I developed a machine that could make fabric. It could bond two layers of fabric together, and we experimented with which two fabrics to bond together and which kind of drip tape or lay flat tape, as it's called, and you're familiar with it, you know, that that we could bond between the two layers so that we could build an irrigation system inside the fabric so that, you know, over a long run, whether it's 10 feet long or 50 feet long like your garden, you know, it keeps them in nice, neat rows, and you can kind of cut and plant between it. So the fabric is called rain weave, and we also make a product called the Weed Free Garden Watering Blanket. That's kind of our retail-sized product where everything's pre-cut and folded up in a box or a tube. And rain weave, if you have a garden of some unusual size like yours, we basically just cut it to length. People call in and say, well, I have a garden that's 33 feet by 80. You know, we can just work out the right amount of fabric, and we cut it to length and ship it to them. So
it really is a neat thing. And I'll tell you, if you live in an area where your climate is short, like I live in Maine, and I really can't plant tomatoes until the middle of May most years. And it's a long process to get the ground warmed up. And plants like eggplant, for example, and green peppers, they like a hot soil to grow. And if the soil is warm, they're going to grow much better for you. Well, I'll tell you, last year I did half my garden with this fabric. My green peppers, normally they'll grow 18 inches at the most. This year they were well over 3 feet. I had stems on these green peppers that were over an inch in diameter. And the fabric is wonderful because you put it down at this time of the year so that it can absorb the heat of the sun. It can warm up the ground ahead of time. And as you said, you've got this drip irrigation. It's all marked. You cut an X through the plastic, dig a hole, put your plant in, and that entire year, there's no weeding. It's just incredible. So
that's really,
you've got,
yeah. Go ahead.
Tell us about it.
Well, yeah, it's really, you know, when I first tried the plastic method, I had tons of people helping me. I must have had, you know, I had 30 or 40, you know, 100-foot rows, and I had lots of people weeding and helping with the family and other people. And once we started doing it this way, you know, it cut the labor down by, you know, four-fifths. And you're right. You know, you really just cut the fabric and plant it. And I have visited Maine. I've been to Rockport, Camden, and all those areas up in there. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. And you're right. It you know, it stays chilly for so long. And if you lay the fabric down, it does tend to get the soil ready sooner, and you can plant a little bit earlier. And also it extends the growing season on the tail end of it a little bit. And, you know, it blocks the weeds. And since it waters below the fabric, it really traps the water below. And, you know, when you do have those hot summers, instead of the ground being sort of moist and then dry and, you know, sort of getting, you know, too many extremes, it keeps it into more of an even range. And I think the roots of the plants just grow deeper. And also, you know, Paul, the drip irrigation, instead of puddling and putting lots of water on the ground, which tends to make it muddy, drip irrigation is very, very, very slow, and it tends to trickle down. And we've seen cross-sections of soil where drip irrigation was used, and it kind of looks like an ant farm. You know, there's all these little trickles that go deeper and deeper, and, of course, the roots are chasing the water, so they chase the water downward rather than try to reach out sideways to get the water that's closest to the surface. So they draw nutrients from a larger section of soil. The roots are deeper, so the stalks are taller, as you just referred to. And so when the stalks are taller, the roots are deeper, the plants are much, much, much healthier, and they tend to grow pretty good-looking fruit and vegetables, you know, so pretty amazing.
The other thing that really amazed me is normally when you have a garden, you put a sprinkler in the middle of the garden and you turn on the hose and you let the sprinkler go. And everything gets wet. And you get some years where it's hot and humid and you get your tomato foliage wet, you're going to have fungus diseases. And with the drip irrigation, you basically drag the hose out to the garden, you attach it to the end of your fabric, and the water goes in under this weed barrier, so there's no way that you're going to have wet foliage, and a lot less diseases are going to be active in your garden, and you need less water because the barrier prevents evaporation from the ground, as you stated. So you're using less water, you're using it a lot wiser. And, you know, if you live in areas where you have water bans,
yeah,
it's a lot better for your garden. Now, how much less water do you actually use?
Well, we have been basing this on a kind of a combination of outside studies, and it really comes out to about 80%. There must be 100 studies about, plastic culture or plastic mulching, where you put drip irrigation underneath some sort of ground cover, whether it's a woven fabric like ours or, a straight plastic. And by trapping the water below and preventing or limiting evaporation, it's somewhere between 70 and 80% less water. And, that's significant in the Southwest where, as you said, water bans are prevalent and, the water table out there in Arizona is pretty low and every drop of water is precious. And even in Maine and Minnesota and Kentucky and Georgia, where we normally have tons of water, every once in a while you have a year where it's just terribly dry and you just can't, the water table drops and, we get into a water alert situation. So it can happen anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great thing, but the thing that I want to stress is it will warm up your soil ahead of schedule so that your plants get like a little head start. You cut back on the amount of water. You have a lot less diseases because your foliage is staying drier. You have no weeding, virtually no weeding. You get a few weeds that will come in where you made that little slip. And the other thing is, because you're not cultivating on a regular basis for the weeding, you don't disturb all of the microbes in your soil.
Yeah, that's true.
And because the microbes are not being disturbed, they can do a better job, and your plants can grow better.
It's true, Paul. And I wanted to mention something. You mentioned the disease. I have a tiny vineyard here that I'm experimenting with in Kentucky and really all the way up to the Northeast. It's kind of difficult to have a vineyard because you end up having to spray for a lot of molds and fungus because it's so moist all the time. And the studies that I've seen say that if the moisture cycle is just broken for once in 24 hours, for an hour it's dry, that can break the mold cycle. But if it stays moist, for several days at a time, that's when the molds and the funguses really take hold. So I thought about this, and, you're more of a professional long-term lifer gardener than me. I sort of started 10 years ago and really have dedicated myself to it, so I really love it. But, if you think about it, how many plants do we know? Like if you take your indoor house plants, almost any plant in the world will live perfectly if you just water the roots. And you really don't ever have to water the body of the plant. Sometimes it helps the plant to have a little moisture on it. But if you have good water at the roots, the plants are usually healthy. But there's almost no plant in the world. There are very few. There are a couple that if you just water the body of the plant and no water ever gets to the roots, that they can live. I think bromeliads are one of the only ones I can think of that can take water through the stems, And getting water at the roots and controlling that is the whole game, and avoiding water on the body of the plant, because in Maine especially, they get a lot of, they get enough moisture, so.
Yeah, they really do. Now, the thing that really excited me, when I put this down, I took pictures of it because I wanted some kind of a record, because it was new to me, and I wanted to see what would happen. and my boys helped me put the product down, which is really, really easy. You put it down, you just pin it, and you cut your holes, put your plants in, and I took pictures during the growing season and was so impressed that I took all my pictures, I sent them to you, and you've put them on your website so that people can see how easy it is to install, and they can see what happened to my garden last year because of it. And if you go to the website that you've built this link, your website is what, Rick?
It's really evoorganic.com, and the word Evo just stands for Gardening Evolved. And so Evo Organic, EVOORGANIC.com. And yeah, we've got all your photos up. There must be 50 or 60 of them. And people are, they either think that you're 3 feet tall, which I tell them you're absolutely not, or the plants are bigger than normal. So they think it's a special effect because there really are some 8 foot plants behind you. It's amazing.
Yeah. If you go to my website, paulparent.com, click on sponsors and then just scroll down, or you can just type in Paul's, P-A-U-L-S, E-V-O, garden.com. It will take you to Rick's website, and you'll see pictures of me putting it down, and you'll see the end result of what happened to my garden. It's absolutely incredible. Rick, hold on a second. I want you to tell our listeners more about this product, how you can also feed in here at the same time. But the weed control, the head start on your plants, and this is the time to put it down now. You have to do it before you plant. So hold on a second, and we'll take more information about this incredible product.
I'm here today with Moonbeam.
Peace and love.
And Sergeant Stryker.
I can't help.
To introduce the innovative herbicide, Clear Choice.
I say, nuke them weeds. Kill them all.
Well, Sarge, you're going to love Clear Choice then. It kills over 60 broadleaf weeds.
But I don't just want to kill weeds. I want to kill them dead.
It does. Right down to the roots.
Hey, man, don't kill my grass.
Oh, don't worry, Moonbeam. Clear Choice Weed Killer is a selective herbicide, so it only kills weeds.
That's good karma, bro.
And leaves you with nothing but grass.
Far out, man. But my summer of love includes love for Mother Earth, too.
Then you'll love Clear Choice. It's just as effective, but has up to 85% less active ingredients when compared to traditional herbicides.
Innovation. Yeah.
Clear Choice. Now you can feel good about killing weeds.
Moonbeam, you're all right.
Sarge, hold me.
Stand down, Soder, stand down.
Standing down.
For more information and to get Clear Choice, visit todaysclearchoice.com.
With Scott's four-step annual program, growing a great lawn is simple. Each of the four bags is clearly labeled so you know what to apply and when to apply it. The program grows thicker, greener turf with four feedings a year and protects your lawn against crabgrass, weeds, and bugs. To plant grass seed this spring and prevent crabgrass, purchase the Scott's Step 1 for seeding instead of the regular Step 1. Get your Scott's annual program and Step 1 for seeding now and plant the seeds of a great lawn.
Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Are you paying more than you have to for your home loan?
Discover how to take advantage of the lowest interest rates in decades and put money back in your pocket every month. Hometown Financial has been authorized to offer new mortgage rates that are starting a new refi boom. Rates are in the mid-fours. That means lower interest and lower payments for you. Act now to lock in your low rate for 30 years before rates go up again. You never know when waiting even one day could cost you thousands in interest payments. For a free rate quote to refinance or for first-time homebuyers, call Hometown Financial now at 800-526-5399. Our friendly professionals will help you find the loan that is best fit for you to save the maximum amount of money possible. Discover just how little you could be paying for your home. Call 800-526-5399. That's 800-526-5399. Rates might never be this low again in your lifetime. Don't miss out. Call 800-526-5399.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available. With a 25-year shelf life, a full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 800-259-9231, and this morning we're talking with Rick Baker about a fabric and a watering system that he developed for you, the small gardener, or if you're a large gardener, it will help you tremendously. Now, Rick, tell us what the difference is between your fabric and if you were to buy just a roll of black plastic. How much longer and how much better is it?
Well, normally, you know, you would expect me to do a little bit of marketeering here, you know, which I will. But let me tell you a short story. When I started the company, I started the company in 2007, and this is sort of a terrible story about business, but we bought the fabric that we used back then from a company that we researched, I won't say their name, but they're a well-regarded international company that has manufacturing on seven continents, I think. And really, the UV stabilization of the fabric just did not hold up. And we put the fabric out, and I could see it start to deteriorate by the end of the first year. And I was so upset that I pulled every piece of fabric that we had, which was many, many rolls, that it almost shut the company down forever. And finally, a few people that had used the product called me and said, you know, to keep trying and restart. And, you know, but I didn't want it out there with our name on it. And I felt like it just didn't perform well enough. And so I took a whole year and visited greenhouses and, you know, went all over the place trying to find the right fabric and learn about how fabrics are made for landscaping. And so we settled on this woven fabric. It has a UV stabilizer in it called Tenuvin, which is made by Ciba Geigy, an American company. And it has really the most UV stabilization that we've ever seen. And it lasts up to 12 years in raw, you know, direct sun. We rate it at 5 years. Well, you know, when you go to these stores, you'll see fabric that's 30 years and, you know, 150 years. You know, they have these crazy ratings on fabrics. If you read the fine print, it says if they're covered with a generous 3-inch layer of mulch, well, heck, anything can last you know, 10 years if you cover with mulch and it's plastic, you know.
Right.
But if you let it be exposed to the sun, those fabrics will break down very, very quickly, usually within months. And so what our fabric is it's really the toughest, the top layer is the toughest fabric that I could find in the world. And we have it manufactured just to our specifications. It's breathable, so it lets air pass. That's really important to prevent mold from building up underneath. And then the white layer that's under it is just a really, it's actually a spun bonded fabric. It's not woven. If you look at the texture of it, it's kind of like a dryer sheet. And so what we found about that was, rather than having two woven fabrics, some grasses like Bermuda grass and grasses with pointy little tips can find their way through even very tough fabrics. DuPont makes a fabric called Tyhar that's really, feels like Tyvek or something, really tough. But weeds or certain grasses can poke through it and lift it up out of the ground. So by using a combination of a tough woven fabric, that's the strongest fabric you could find on top, and a thin non-woven fabric that's spun from a spinning machine, the two patterns seem to block the most weeds, and the bottom layer helps disperse the water sideways. So as soon as water hits that bottom layer, it tends to wick it sideways and also help provide for more even watering across the bottom. So it's a combination that's been arrived at over a long period of time. We've taken great pains, you know, to source the fabric from different parts of the world. And the white fabric's actually made in America, made in Tennessee. We're trying to source the top fabric from a U.S. manufacturer, but so far we have to either get it from India or Malaysia. And as soon as it's made on the U.S. continent, we'll order it here. But, it's kind of a combination of things. And then we bond it together with a radio frequency, strangely enough. We have this huge machine that runs the fabric through, and it bonds it together at about 60 feet a minute by using these high-intensity radio frequency heads that melt the fabric as it runs through the machine.
I mean, it's a great product. Now, tell our listeners again the website, Rick, so that they can go and see it for themselves.
Yeah, I would go to paulsevogarden.com, just paulsevogarden.com. And you can see Paul's fantastic pictures and a lot of the pictures of the fabric there. You can order it. There's a shopping cart. And, that's a good place. And our website, our main website, is just evoorganic.com. So, you know, it's a great place to go, and I think you'll be pleased. And maybe you can go on the show and tell Paul about it at the end of the year. So,
Rick, thank you so much for joining us. We'll let you go back to the kids and help them find what remains of the Easter eggs and have a great, great holiday. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. Bye-bye.